So,
should we read it?
Do you want to give us some music, I guess? Are we going to sing it? Guys, wait, we have to decide.
Should we just, like, all read it at once? Sentence?
Ooh, let's popcorn read. Okay, can we do word by word?
Wait.
Okay. Yes.
Word by word? Okay.
All right. Play whatever you want. We'll match your vibe.
Okay. This is called Skateboarding. Have
you
always
wanted
to
try
to
learn
to
skateboard?
But
you think,
nope.
Oh my god, why can I not do this?
It's
too
late
in
life.
You
are
wrong.
Buy
a
cheap
skateboard
or
borrow
one
from
a
friend
and
get
out
there
today.
You
can
learn
on
grass
to
help
with
your
balance,
and
then
if
you
fall,
it
will
hurt
less.
Make
sure
to
wear
a
helmet,
and
you'll
be
the
next
Tony
Hawk
in
no time.
Yay!
This message was brought to you by your skater trash DJs at WRUV.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! Okay, so that was a great reading skill
that
level
was
practice
way
exercise
harder
for
than
us,
I thought
I
it was
going to
be.
Oh,
okay.
We're getting a standing ovation. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you to the
I
people.
I hope everyone could understand
what we were saying. Yeah, I hope we got the message
check
across.
Legal on that.
Which is, no, like,
does
legal,
that count?
Legal in second.
Oh, no.
Skateboard, I guess. Was that the message? I was really
focused on each individual word. I
Tony
have no
Hawk,
idea what we just
that's
read.
That's the message. Tony Hawk and skateboarding and guitar.
Yeah.
Which are all important messages. What more could you need?
It's true. Yes. Yeah.
So I asked this question last exposure. If you were a fruit, this actually got a pretty profound answer, I will say, that kind of changed my life. If you were a fruit in, like, a fruit salad, what would you be? And to further expand, it doesn't have to be a conventional, like, supermarket fruit salad. It could be, like, tropical. It could be, like, an autumnal fruit salad, you know, like apples and stuff.
It can be anything. Just don't say a mushy grape.
Yes. So that was the answer last time.
Yeah, it could be a regular grape, but not a mushy one.
Yeah.
Well, so the whole thing was that it was like, no, like it genuinely changed my life. Like, the people are really upset by a mushy grape, but what they don't realize is that those grapes, wait, me literally like getting emotional.
Wait,
those grapes or like the foundation, and they were holding up the rest of the fruit. Like, seriously.
No, I don't support this narrative.
They were holding the weight, like they were literally holding the burden of the fruit. So
no, okay, I get what you're saying, but that's the honeydew. The honeydew does that, and
like, but like a honeydew is such an odd shape. Like, I feel like some parts of a honeydew like take it more than others. Whereas it's like, you know, like when you like put a ball under a board. And it's just, like, really compressing.
You just asked this question again so that we could keep talking about
No, I know.
So
it's,
this.
Like, I really just wanted an
what's
excuse
your,
to keep talking
What's your
about
answer?
It.
I mean, okay. Like, I'm kind of basic with fruit salads. I mean, personally, strawberry is what I lean towards.
That's a great answer.
I don't know. Blueberry's pretty robust. I feel like blueberry is maybe, like, more, it's more, like, versatile in a way.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think also, not to circle back to the mushy grape, but there is a hierarchy to be put between a mushy blueberry and a mushy grape, and I guess a mushy honeydew if we're throwing that in the mix.
Yeah, I was gonna say you're kind of treading into mushy grape territory with the blueberry choice.
Yeah, okay, but yeah. A strawberry is a great answer because in a fruit salad the stem is cut, so you could literally just pop that into your mouth,
right? Yeah.
And just have a piece of fruit.
Yeah.
You know. Whereas if you were to find a strawberry in the wild, you would have to, like, kind of put some work in.
Right.
He says mushy grapes walk so the good grapes can run. It's literally, like, oh. No, like, stop. I'll stop. But, like, I guess mushy grapes are the backbone of our society.
She's tearing up.
Like, we're literally maybe, not talking about it. No, like, wait, I'm actually getting emotional over the mushy grapes. But I'll never eat one. But they'll never be my fruit of choice. I'll just appreciate them for what they are. Okay, so strawberry.
That's a good answer.
I have a lot of feelings, I guess, that maybe I don't need to share all.
I also have a lot of feelings.
Somebody needs to stand up for them.
I know, right? Oh, God. And the amount of haters that Honeydew has. Guys. Okay, I'm stopping. Does someone else have a question?
I think we could keep talking about this for a long time if you wanted to.
Like, literally, like, we could. If you had to play, I need to move on from the mushy grapes. I'm just, like, picturing them. One. If you, you have a question?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'll save you. What is your favorite local venue to play at?
That's a question.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, question. Good question.
I'm done.
So, I'm torn a little bit between. There's one pick. I sorry to everyone else.
This is bad.
Standing Stone Wines in Winooski. All
right.
You said it.
In 1 year, I have played there probably like 6 times. Wow. And I played there first April last year. And then just in last year, I just like kept going back. Now I'm actually hosting an open mic there. It's the first Sunday of every month. We just had the first 2 open mics and they went really well. So like March 1st and it's 4 to 7.
Okay. I'm writing that.
And
anyone can, sorry.
Yeah,
I come in dressed as a mushy grape. No, I'm just kidding.
We had some people doing poetry at both of them so far. That I've really enjoyed that.
I think this would be a really good outlet for you.
Yeah, I write a She's poem dealing about with a lot fruit here. Salad.
Yeah.
I write a poem about fruit salad, and the first letter of each line just spells out mushy grapes.
Acrostic poem. Yes, like, oh my god!
And then when you realize that the mushy grape is the foundation of the whole poem, okay, I'm stopping. Mushy grape slam poetry. Stopping. Oh my god! Yes, like I guess that's what I need. Okay, well,
come to Standing Stone. It's like it's a wine bar that's right on the roundabout in Winooski. If you know where the like parking garage is, it's like the same building as the parking garage.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, okay. Shout We've got someone who actually lives there.
Did I just dox you? No. Okay.
He did it to himself. He should have known not to speak up.
Okay. Yeah. Clip that off. Okay. Great. That's a good one. If you could perform at any venue in, we can start with the country or
the world.
You know, we can go on whatever scale you want. Mm. Could also be Mars. Who's to say?
Yeah.
I'm having too many tangential thoughts. What would it be? And why, if you've got one in mind.
So, okay. I have a couple choices. There is, I don't even know what country it's in actually, but there's a like actual amphitheater. It's called the Gorge, and it's literally like an amphitheater. Wait, like in a literal like clearing.
Yeah, in Washington State.
It's in Washington. Yeah.
It's so pretty.
That is somewhere like kind of honestly for like, the view a little bit. But
wow, this is beautiful.
Yeah, it's just an absolute location. And it would kind of be a big, big get. Like I don't really, you know, I could say like a Madison Square Garden or something. I guess I would play the Sphere in Las Vegas if I could blow it up after, because I hate the Sphere.
Yes.
That's legal. My only condition for
legal,
playing
that's not
the
real
Sphere.
That's not a real song.
That's like a valid condition. Like you, someone has to do it.
I guess maybe there's a part of me that would want to like go back in time or revive Nectars.
Oh my god.
I only ever got to go to Nectars once, and it was maybe like 5 months before I moved here, and by the time I actually get to move to Burlington, it's gone.
Literally the biggest loss.
I did. I saw Sungazer at Nectar's, which was a really good show. That's Adam Neely's band, if you know him from YouTube and stuff. But just very like kind of nerdy like math fusion jazz stuff.
Whoa.
And yeah, I enjoyed that show a lot. Didn't realize it would be the only show I get to see at Nectar's, but it is what it is.
At least it was a good one.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, absolutely.
Literally, oh, Nectar's. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. The Sphere also brings to light a lot of emotions and feelings, I feel like. Mm. It's a very polarizing place.
Yeah, yeah.
When it was a big sun, I'm like, wait, we don't need another sun. We have one.
Right.
But this one is LED. Why do we need that?
We don't need it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Or when it was the Marty Supreme ping pong ball, like, seriously? How much money, legal check, like, how much money do you think they had to pay to get that? Also, then to get, have you seen the video of Timothy Chalamet?
Yes.
Yeah. Where he's, like, harness. I'm like, wait, seriously?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I'm getting so off track. There's so many thoughts running through my mind. I think, a good way to get me to stop talking is to maybe play another song.
Alright.
Oh wait, someone in the chat, sorry, before I get even more distracted, someone in the chat asked about your biggest influences, which I guess you already talked about, and your biggest supporters.
Oh, interesting.
So
I mean, I can always rattle off more. I was really into Metallica when I started playing guitar, so like everyone calls me a shredder and I don't think of myself that way. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I was just right off the bat learning Metallica and Iron Maiden and stuff like that. I guess, like, recently I've been pulling a lot more, like, kind of ambient and also, like, sort of, like, gothic influences and, like, more, like, I guess hyperpop is what you would call it, but not really.
Yeah. I was just having a hyperpop discussion with my friend.
Yeah, yeah. I've been listening to a lot of Jane Remover underscores.
I was hoping you would say that name.
Fentanyl. There's more, but those are all artists who are like just they put everything through a bit crusher.
Yeah.
And that's like this pedal that I have down here that I'm running the vocals through. It's like they just slam everything through it.
Yeah.
And it kind of broke my brain a little bit because I was just like, oh, you can just make music sound like a computer.
Yeah.
Nina Jirachi.
Yes.
That is,
oh my God, I love her.
Not really hyperpop, more of an EDM artist, but I love Nina Jirachi.
Yes.
Her new album, I Love My Computer, I hadn't heard anything before that.
Yeah, no, that album is like gotta be one of the best of the year. It's
yeah,
so good.
Absolutely. It really like sunk in and became like kind of the only thing I listened to for like a solid month or two.
So valid.
Oh, I've been meaning to listen.
What
to
about do you listen to like OK Lou? I feel like that's kind
of
been
a little bit. Yeah, yeah, cuz
she's
worked with underscores and that's
yes.
how I found OK Lou. So yeah, like I'm like constantly trying to get myself to check out more stuff like that. Cause it's like, it's super inspiring and not what I grew up on. I definitely grew up on more like classic rock and metal and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So everything else is something I have to like kind of push myself to seek out, but I'm always glad when I do. And then, the second half of the question was about,
supporters.
Okay. Actually, last influence, I got to mention the White Stripes and Jack White.
Shout out.
You can absolutely hear Jack White all over the way that I play guitar. Even the thing I'm doing now with having a keyboard that I'm playing at the same time as playing guitar, that is just a Jack White move. Like, I'm going to be so real. three pedals that I have on this board that make up the core of this pedal board are Jack White pedals. Just like he's why I got them. It's just, he is the one influence since I was like 12 that has truly never left. Like I listen to Metallica, but I don't call myself a shredder. I will not stop talking about the White Stripes.
Wow.
Their color scheme was red, white, and black, and there was a short time where I was like, that's how I'm gonna dress.
Yeah.
Like mm-hmm. like if we're talking autism meter, I decided this band with a color scheme is my favorite band, and I'm going to dress in the band's color scheme.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
You had to. You were obsessed. Still are.
And, yeah, I guess biggest supporters, I mean, go-to is my mom.
Have to.
She was the one that was bringing me to open mics when I was 12 years old. Spending those late nights out on Thursday nights, let me go out on a school night to Moog's place in Mooresville, to play in a bar with people five times my age, and it kind of knocked people's socks off, and I wasn't used to that at the time. Still, in a way, am not used to that, nowadays, I mean, she's still here, but there's also my friend Cooper, also my friend Jeremy. There's a lot of people that I do play music with. My friend Frank has been kind of an honorary war turtle and a drummer for me for a while.
Maybe you're Squirtle.
Yes. Yeah. Actually,
Squirtle.
Yeah.
So you're a war turtle.
Yeah.
War turtle.
yeah.
And yeah, there's kind of honestly just a lot of Burlington people. A lot of the people that I have met here since coming to shows, starting to play shows, they've been really accepting and like kind of going out of their way a lot more than I would expect to give me opportunities, to give me chances to kind of see what I can do and what I even want to do. And I definitely like, I would be kind of lost without that. I was just coming in as an outsider that had only played in Mooresville or whatever. And no one knew me, just absolutely no one knew me. And it was my goal to make people know me and everyone was actually welcoming. Not like, there's another one.
Yeah.
Another musician we have to try to like find shows for or whatever. Another person who's going to need a drummer.
Yeah.
But that's not been the reaction at all.
Yeah, the Burlington music scene is great. All the people we've had on are just like,
yeah,
the most incredible.
Actually, shout out to Fisher. Fisher from We're Here to Kill. And also his own stuff, Fisher Wag. He is behind a lot of the stuff that's happening over at Oddfellows right now, specifically with their like sound setup, training new people to run sound. He trained me, and was also at some of the very first shows that I ever played in Burlington at all. I believe he was at the first Standing Stone Wines show I did in April. And since that day was immediately just like, I'll play a show with you anytime. And then... I got to hear him play, figured out I really like his music, and when I find out I like someone's music, then instantly any compliment from them is like 10 mm-hmm. times more to me, because Fisher is great. Fisher is also like a lifer about it. Fisher's been doing music for a long time, and you can tell.
Yeah.
And is also just an incredibly sweet person. And has been so supportive, and also gives me rides home when I'm taking the bus out to Oddfellows.
Jack of all trades, aww. Fisher.
Yeah.
Shout out. Aww.
Yeah. Also a game developer on top
whoa.
Of
wow.
doing all this music
just
stuff.
Another.
Just absolutely living multiple lives.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's amazing. And to think we've all got the same 24 hours in the day, you know?
Yeah.
Right, don't
yeah.
think about that too much. Don't think about that too much. Would you like to play us another song?
Yes. Yeah.
Amazing.
So this song is called Anchor. I've actually got like a handful of songs from this album that I put together a while ago called Fight Songs / Love Songs. I have no idea when the album is going to come out. That is one of the ones that has been put behind the Goliath embargo.
Yes.
And unfortunately, a lot of them are good songs, but not exactly what I would call the cool stuff. So they're maybe a little more on the back burner than some of the more like recent stuff I've been working on, like Shame. But I that doesn't change anything for me. I still love these songs.
We're down to hear it, no matter what.
Goliath
it is.
Embargo.
That's good. Yeah, we gotta open it up.
Should be your deluxe.
Thank you.
now that I know what's going on with the petal, that was super cool.
Yeah, I'm glad I said a little about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Do you find yourself to be like a gearhead? Some musicians.
Yes.
Musicians.
Unfortunately, it's absolutely a curse.
Doesn't have to be.
But the truth is, I just feel like I never know enough. And that's why it's a curse, because I always want to know more, and then I just find someone who like knows 10% more about something than I do, and I'm just like,
I gotta go
back to the classroom. I gotta go back to the drawing board.
Yeah.
And I definitely like I record all my own music. So like all of the production is me. I do all the drums, bass, keyboards, guitar, everything on the Whoa. Recordings. So I just kind of had to learn all of the like gear stuff for each instrument.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of people who know how pedals work, but then you ask them about drum stuff and they just can't.
Yeah.
I have unfortunately slowly put in all of the Wikipedia hours to figure out what's going on with each part of it.
Yeah. All the better for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Biggest supporter, shout out my mom for doing all sorts of dubious payment plans when I was younger to get me pieces of gear, actually, like this synth on the floor here.
An investment.
Yeah, yeah. I do get that comment of like, oh, that must be expensive, or like, oh, my family didn't have that type of money when I was a kid. My family didn't have that money either. My mom just was being risky.
Yeah.
And I also didn't ask for anything else. As soon as I started playing music, all the Xbox 360 money went to the music. And it was just the only thing I asked for Christmas. I'd always ask for like one massive thing because I was like hoping I could get it, and like, please just don't give me anything else. I don't care. Yeah. Don't give me anything else.
That's so true.
I just want the $500 synth.
Yeah, honestly, that's the way to do it.
And thank God for the 3-year payment plan.
Yeah. Thank your mom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you, my mom's bank.
Shout out.
Yes.
Shout out to it all the institutions I got.
Absolutely.
Do you guys have questions?
Tell us about the best concert you saw,
ooh,
like in the past
recently?
Year.
Mm. Yeah. So, best concert I saw, I like, especially if we're going recent, there are some like competitors, but Chatpile at Higher Ground. I saw them twice. The second time was incredible. I was also like, kind of way more into their music at that point, so I knew the songs a lot better.
Mm-hmm. Wait, twice, like both recently?
Or? Yes, like okay. I think they played first at Higher Ground like 2022, mm-hmm, or no, 2023, and then they came back in like 2025.
Okay.
excuse me. And yeah, I jumped in the mosh pit. It was
Whoa.
Very fun.
That's put it at Higher Ground. It'll change your life.
Like that. That was one of those shows where it like kind of ruined listening to the albums.
Oh yeah, when the light.
Yeah, I think I need a little water here. I'm dying.
Wait, oh. Hold on.
Right.
Unscrew the lids. Hold on. Yeah.
Of course.
Okay. Problem solved.
Emergency.
Yeah, when like a live performance is just so good, it's like you can't even go back to the recorded versions. You
it's
know,
it's just not the same.
Like, yeah.
And like that was a really loud band. That was like a metal band. It definitely like I was actually listening to one of their songs earlier today, and I was just thinking about the feeling of being there,
mm-hmm,
and the way that it just like kind of like rolled through my body way harder.
Yeah.
It definitely like is like that. That's one of those, like a War Turtles show needs to feel like that. It needs to like transcend hit physically, and not just sound good.
Wow. Yeah. No, live music.
It's great.
Just so good.
Go for it.
I've been regretting all the decisions that led me to not go see Dijon live when he was like nearby.
Was that recently?
Yeah, this was like what, December? DJ Gravy nod or shake your head. December, November. When was he on tour? October. Sometime there. But his live show, it's just so good. Like, he just like breaks it down and just like totally changes what it sounds like from the recording. And I was like, yeah, you can't replicate that. Dot dot dot.
I did see him live.
What?
What? At like a festival. He like went on before Claro. Yeah, it was a great day. Reset festival.
Wait, I just sipped my matcha.
Actually, festival is a strong word. There was like five.
I mean, if two out of five were DJing Dijon Quintero,
it was really,
DJ,
really good.
DJ, disc jockey.
It was in like June of 2023 or something.
Wait, I totally also saw. Brussels.
It was
the best day of my life.
Where,
I don't know.
Where was
it was
I?
Really great. Rock.
Yeah. Okay, I guess so. Call me Patrick Starr. Legal, check that. yeah. that's going to be a running joke.
Legal. Yeah.
Yeah, no. Live music is great.
And like what you were saying about the long songs, I feel like if a song is going to be more than 8 minutes, like, and I'm listening to it just on Spotify or something, it's like,
it's not
okay.
The same.
But live, it can be as long as
could go on forever.
Yeah.
I definitely
totally
feel that way too.
Yeah.
Because it's like you don't really know like where it's going to take you.
Yeah.
Which is a beautiful
thing.
You
see what's going on.
Yeah, it's
like,
also like not like you're seeing like the time, the marker like move across the time.
Yeah.
Thing, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Everything's just better luck.
You just like let it happen.
Mm-hmm. It's like I would say LCD Sound System, long songs that are just so good live.
Another concert I wish I had gone to. Dot dot dot.
Dot dot dot.
Yeah.
There's still time.
Come
maybe,
I know
maybe one day.
He seemingly never stops going on tour. That
Please.
Guy. That guy. He just loves to play his songs. what do you think about another song? I think we've got time for like two more. If you want.
Yeah, two more sounds good to me.
That sounds good to you. Maybe with some unimportant rambling for
yeah,
me.
I've
no,
got,
actually,
I've got,
I'll try to can it. I'll try to can it.
I've got a like, I've got a longer one and then a shorter one.
Perfect. This is like a perfect thing to me.
I will say, I'm not gonna lie. I was like mad. I mean, I over prepare chronically. but
I mean, it's
but
good to chronically over-prepare.
I think I was practicing around almost an hour and 30. I was not expecting to play all that, but I'm a little insane, and I was practicing like around an hour and 30 worth of music.
Whoa.
Just because I wasn't sure. I mean, you know, 8 hour album, I do kind of have songs for days.
Yeah.
For sure. So this one, this song is called Bleed, and it kind of is meant to go on that other with that other song, Shame. These are going to be on the same album. Thank you. Thank you.
Awesome. That was amazing.
What was that one called again?
So that one's called Bleed.
And that's on the upcoming album?
Not the upcoming album, but one of the later
the
ones.
The ones that are being
because, yeah, we're on the timeline of counting like two or three albums from now.
Yes.
Soon. Upcoming. Right, upcoming.
We'll the floodgates soon are PM. Soon to open. Yeah. That's true. So if you were an element.
Ooh.
Honestly, okay, it could be like earth, wind, water, fire. Or it could be like
periodic table.
Yes, I was like, that's elemental table. Girl, no, that's not the one.
I mean, I've got a very obvious answer here. Uranium.
Ooh.
So uranium, like I don't know if you've noticed here. I'm actually not like dressed to the nines in green like I usually am, but I've got like a green color scheme of my own. It's not even just the war turtles. If you saw my bedroom or my closet, like it's just like 40% green. And specifically like nuclear, like Xbox, like Nickelodeon slime green, legal check that. specifically that acid green.
It drives me neon green.
Yeah, I love it. I'm also obsessed with uranium glass. I don't know if you know about uranium glass.
Uranium glass?
I don't know anything about it. Please tell.
Yes!
I love getting to talk about uranium glass.
Please.
So it's glass with uranium in it. They used to work with it very regularly, like 100 years ago, even back in the 60s.
They've stopped working with it so much,
but it glows. It glows under UV.
Yeah.
And there's like different types that glow it in different like UV wavelengths, and yeah, they look different in it. That's the war turtle's green.
Is it bad to eat off of that? Not good for you?
I'm gonna be so that would go crazy.
Lies.
Like you can have it around and it's fine. And specifically, you can actually drink things that aren't acidic.
Oh.
But I mean, like,
what's not acidic?
Right, what's not acidic? Most things have some level of acid. There are like wine glasses. You certainly shouldn't drink wine or anything like that in it. And danger wise, there's like uranium glass where it's just in the glass itself. That's a lot safer.
Thank you, legal, for
yes.
the picture.
Thank you, legal.
Thank you. Yes. Oh, he's on camera. Y'all get that on camera.
We gotta get the uranium glass on.
Yeah.
On show it again.
Bring
show
it
again. Show
it
again.
Yes.
Hey.
Check.
Wow. But yeah, there's like uranium, like kind of pottery, where it's or like it's a ceramic glaze that you want to avoid. It looks cool, but the glaze can chip off, and you can ingest it.
Yes.
And that's bad.
Yes.
If it's just uranium glass, though, feel free to drink water. I guess.
Yeah.
You can definitely have like figurines around. I actually have more than one uranium glass ashtray because those are surprisingly easy to find. Like,
interesting.
I'd swear if you just buy a UV flashlight and go walk into like a thrift store,
oh,
they've got so much uranium glass and they got no clue. Like, I'm totally like,
oh,
like I'm absolutely blowing up my own spot. Like, there's gonna be no uranium glass supply for
like,
yeah.
Honestly,
this.
Honestly, like, I think you're maybe helping people out who think it's normal glass and then go and take
true.
Their morning apple cider vinegar
yes,
shots.
I did find out that some of my mom's wine glasses were uranium glass and we
you're
did
like,
not
mom,
know.
Whoa.
Wait, I'm going to get a flashlight and go through my kitchen cabinet. I'm scared.
Right, yeah, yeah.
That's
it,
like
if there's
like
if there's old stuff, if you know, like
plates.
Yeah. It's honestly worth a check.
I don't know where anything in there came from.
Yeah. It's all a mystery. It's
all everything secondhand thrifted dishes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you never know.
That's the harm. Oh. IKEA, are you putting out uranium glass plates? Legal check that. Okay. Wait, I think we have the of time for one more song.
Okay.
Unless you want to keep talking. It's really your choice because I'm being famous.
I would love to get another song
yeah.
in here.
Yes,
be
let's do it.
So
I was asked about my biggest supporters earlier, one of them that I mentioned is my friend Cooper. Cooper is someone that I'm very close with. She's from Montreal. She's been visiting regularly. She's going to be coming down Valentine's Day weekend. And I kind of inspired her to get back into music after a while when she had like struggled to engage with it, struggled to get excited. And she started writing music. And some of her songs are really good. I mean all of them are. But I've actually started playing this one live recently at a couple of my shows, and it's called Firestarter.
Awesome.
Her music is Dim Passage. It's only on Bandcamp.
Shout out Bandcamp.
We love a Bandcamp only artist.
No, yes.
This is on her like most recent release.
Awesome. Shout out Cooper.
And this one's going to be keyboard only.
Beautiful way to send us off with a tribute to your friend, to your biggest supporter besides your mom.
Yeah,
no shade to mom.
No shade. We could never.
Never mom shade. Never mom shade in this house. No. Any last words? That sounds so.
We'll be looking out for the album
upcoming gigs or things you want to like let listeners know about.
Yeah, so I've got a little bit of a list at this point. I didn't expect to be this busy. February 11th, I'm not even sure this has been announced yet, but I'm playing at Radio Bean.
What time?
I believe this is going to be they're like 6:30 to 8 slot.
This is so perfect because the radio next Wednesday from 8 to whatever to eight. Whenever is having our Valentine's karaoke. So yes. If you're listening,
oh, that's right, it is on the 11th.
You should come to the double header and come see the War Turtles and then stay for karaoke.
Oh, that yeah. is perfect.
This is perfect.
Wow. Wait, I didn't look at so the schedule, awesome. So I wasn't sure what else was going on that day.
Wait.
I love how that's
faded.
Working out.
Doubleheader.
But yeah, that'll be with the band Star Farm, and yeah, a little bit more of a short notice show for me. But I'm super excited. I've played the Light Club Lamp Shop, but not regular Radio Bean before.
Love Radio Bean.
I also will be playing at Odd Fellows February 13th. That's 7 p.m. I believe that is with the bands. Mom, Dad, The Leather-Bound Books, and Assorted Fruit.
It's kind of all the topics we touched on today.
Yeah.
Really
yeah. Yeah, that kind of fits. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. And then there's, okay, again, album release show yes. is the 19th. That's at Standing
venue.
Stone Wines.
Shout out.
March 1st is the open mic. I believe that's the last thing for me to really say for the schedule.
What a great three events.
But yeah, pretty stacked out until March for
That's
now.
A beautiful thing.
Until March becomes full.
To ride out yes. to ride out winter.
Yeah. And do you have any like social media you want to plug for your listeners?
Yes, yeah. I am most active with Instagram. I have my account, The War Turtles Band. And then I also post with my personal account, Emma Rosignol VT. Very original. Aside from that, just where my music is, Spotify, Bandcamp, we love Bandcamp.
Shout out.
It, you know, I got the basic DistroKids starter pack, so my music's everywhere that music can be, sort of, but, yeah, find me at shows, find me online. I do sort of live in your computer, but I'm also a real person, and talk to me.
And people can be both.
True.
Know?
Yeah, true.
Yeah, we can be cyborg.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Society
Anything's
wants to make
possible.
You think that you can't be. Shout out society. Or I guess no.
Don't shout out.
If you're anti... Wait, guys. If you're anti-war turtles, anti-war war turtles,
yeah.
And I'm anti-society... What are the other starter Pokemon? Charizard.
Yeah. Anti-society Charizard kind of goes hard.
Yeah.
Wow,
Writing
yeah.
that down. Thank you. Writing that down. Well, thank you so much. We're so appreciative that you came into the station today and played us such beautiful music and had such great answers to our... Well, I'm using a general R. I think it was more so me. Ridiculous questions. Any last words from the interviewers? Thank you.
Thank
we can
you
do
so
a
much
for now. Thank you. We've really been yeah. trying to work on it, but I think we tend to just sing the same note, which is
okay. Yeah. I can't say Wait, I know so how I to low. Harmonize, okay. but like we can do
a,
it.
I wish we had a key thing.
I can rip a falsetto.
Okay. Wait, are we
you
starting?
Go
I'll go. Medium.
You go. What note you want?
Okay.
I'll try to work around it.
Okay. Thank you.
that's